I'm joined by UWSB women's head coach, Matt Hockett. Never easy in this conference, coach. As I get a two-point win here as you guys had to come from behind there in the fourth quarter, but you did it, and it got a little dicey late, but you guys held on.
Yeah, I mean, I got to first say everybody was – anybody who took the floor was great for us today. But our bench was, I mean, you're right next to it, Matt. Our bench was outstanding. We had a deficit there. I think it was four in the fourth. And I just told the team in the locker room, you know, I was starting to, you know, doubt a little bit. And they breathed confidence into me. And how great is that when you have a team that, through all we've been through in the last 3 weeks, was able to pull their coach out of a little bit of a rut. I mean, what a special group and a special win for us down here on a pretty special court.
Let's talk, coach, about the last two defensive plays down here where they had a couple of looks. Gabby traveled with it one time, and they came back again. You guys denied him again.
Yeah. I mean, analytics would probably tell you if you turn it over twice in your last two possessions and you have a one-point lead, I don't know if analytics favor us in that regard, but we talk about all the time that talent doesn't always win on the road in this conference. Toughness does, and what a tough group to come through today and just impose our will and really will a victory, in a typical WIAC game, you know, on the road.
Nobody in double digits.
No, not one.
For you guys, but a bunch of scoring at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 9 different.
I think everybody who hit the floor. We played 10.
Except Emily. Emily was the only one not to.
I think everybody tallied, but Emily did a great job. You know, one thing we've talked about is if you don't have your shot going, and our shot. I'll tell you what, nobody commits to working harder in practice than this group. But for whatever reason, the ball just hasn't gone down for us at times. And, you know, we've talked about how can you impact the game if your shot's not going in. And a big piece, I think, today was everyone impacted the game with their defense and their rebounding. So, you know, a really positive outcome for us. You know, and under not so easy circumstances, alumni day here, big crowd, and we were able to, you know, focus and finish and get the job done.
No, coach, looking at the time, you guys played this game 23 minutes, 35 seconds. You guys had the lead in this game.
Yeah, and that's hard, right? When you lead a game for as long as we did, and then to go through a drought and give the lead away, to make it a two-possession game, I want to say they were up four in the third, but I think they got it back to four again in the fourth at one point. And we were able to just weather the storm. Courtney Krieger, I thought, came in and made a couple huge plays for us. Kelly McIntyre did some good stuff. I mean, we really willed home some baskets just with muscle and grit. And, you know, to win a game when you score 51 points against a good defensive team like Platteville, it's a credit to our kids and a credit to, you know, the work they've put in, you know, in 63 practices leading up to today.
Yeah, another one you had to grind out against Platteville, coaches. You beat them earlier in the year, 59-53, back at the Berg.
Well, the big thing with this is, you know, for us moving forward, we want to be playing our best basketball in February. You know, we've talked about teams that play well in February sometimes have extended seasons in March. And one thing that we've really focused on is process over product. And, you know, the good news for us is that, you know, right now, you know, we get to see everybody again. And if things go down, and our goal ultimately is to be playing in that WIAC tournament, and if things come down to a tiebreaker between us and Platteville, we know there's no points, there's no second and third measures. You know, we hold that right now, and that meant a lot to our players.
Yeah, right, coach. And then River Falls, I think, went down today too. They were losing with like 90 seconds left to go to Whitewater, and they dropped to 2-6, and you got one over them as well. So yeah, you do start the second round of conference play. You guys play Wednesday, then you get next Saturday off, and you get a week between games.
Yeah, you know, six games left in the regular season, and like I told our players, we just want to commit to getting better every day and trying to be the best version of ourselves. And then, you know, if we do that each and every day with the 17 players we have in our locker room, you know, I think we're going to be in a good spot, you know, when this thing is all finished up. But
Yeah, go on, Coach.
It's been a long, you know, it's been a 3-week stretch here on winter break for these kids where it's us, women's hockey, men's basketball, men's hockey, and then track came back a week or so ago. So, you know, not a lot going on campus. I know our players are excited for classes to start up again, you know, and get into a normal routine. But to finish winter break with a win on the road, you know, after taking a bus for 2 hours and 45 minutes down here, that'll make for, you know, the post-game meal to taste a little bit better.
And, Coach, just talk about this win after the loss last Saturday at Eau Claire and then lost Wednesday at home to Oshkosh as well.
We just didn't show. I thought we our first week in winter break, we went to the wire with a Whitewater team and a lacrosse team,
right,
and just the ball didn't bounce our way. We came back home against River and protected our home court, and then we just got into a rut against Eau Claire and Oshkosh that we couldn't get out of. For us to come down here, you know, after 3 weeks where we've had six games and get a true road win in this conference, and execute, you know, what we wanted to do from a game plan standpoint, especially on the defensive and rebounding, and an aspect of the game, you know, it means a lot. It's been a long stretch. You know, I have to thank my family because I haven't been at times probably the best dad and husband that I could be during this stretch. But at the same time, it's more credit to the players who show up every day and continue to try and bring the best out in one another and our coaching staff. And we've talked. It's not people working for one another, it's people working with one another in our program, and a lot of support from our whole athletic department on so many fronts, and the good news is we're not done yet. So,
all right, Coach, you guys got Stout on Wednesday as we start continue the second half of the conference season. A game you guys had, I think that was your first conference game of the year against Stout.
Yes.
And it was a real close game at the end, ended up losing by 6. A game, you know, you probably look back,
we
could have had. And Stout, obviously a good team. Coach is there second right now to Eau Claire, I believe, at 5-2. Eau Claire beat them Wednesday. Let's hear your thoughts. You guys got to travel over to Stout Wednesday.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. You know, we had a double-digit lead in that game in the second half. And they threw a zone defense on us, and we didn't respond as well as we probably could have, you know, back when it was early December. So that's the great thing about this league. You get to see everybody again. You know, you get to try and, you know, improve and make strides. From game one to game two, and this team, you know, I don't think they mind going on the road. So, you know, we're excited to get another crack at them. And really, you know, with less than a month left in the regular season, you know, we're excited to see where we can go as a team and as a program.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go and we'll wish you good luck in the next two games. And, then hopefully we'll see you the fourth against lacrosse at home.
It'll be great. We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much for the coverage, Matt.
All right, and that is UWSB women's head coach Matt Hockett here on his team's 51-49 victory here this afternoon.